Hello and welcome to today's episode of Magic Matters. My name is Denny.
I'm Erica.
And we are so glad you are here. We are here in the Morocco Pavilion in Epcot. We are on an adventure today, a Festival of the Arts adventure.
Yes.
On location. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we are just so happy to get to be together in this park for this festival. And yes, you can tell by our scarves.
It's cold.
It's a little chilly. And we're in the shade back here in the pavilion.
Mm-hmm. So. And on the floor.
And on the cold ground.
Only the finest here.
Only the finest. Only the finest operation here at Magic Matters. If you hear a lot of people in the background, it's really kind of funny. People are walking back here this morning. And usually when we're back here filming, even on a festival day, sought after, this space, because really Restaurant Marrakesh is not open and there's nothing going on back here, but people need to see it for themselves, and I think that's great. Wherever they find magic. Hey, speaking of which, if you haven't followed us yet on social and here on YouTube, please consider subscribing. Follow us on social, Magic Matters Pod. We'd love for you to hang out more often.
Yes, and a big shout out to Lightstrong Media. We really appreciate you. And I'm sorry if there's any audio issues. We're using new mics. These are mics that my mom gave me. These are our normal microphones. Well, Denny's playing with hers right there. So we're working with whatever sound quality we have right now. So I apologize. It doesn't sound like if we're in the studio, but it's because we're not. So
it's all good.
But thank you, Lightstrong Media. She will make sure that our sound sounds a bit better than what it is right now. We're working with what we got.
So thankful. Hey, we are caffeinated, thankfully.
We are.
And we are going to start today's episode. What do we need to begin with, my friend?
So we're going to start with our little check-in.
Love
I that. Haven't seen you in a hot minute because you've been on vacation. So I have a feeling what your answer is going to be for this. But what is your Disney theme park / whatever moment?
Mine is being aboard the Disney Dream for 9 nights. We back in the day when our kids were little and we were cruising with grandma and grandpa, it was the six of us going on a cruise. And so, and grandma and grandpa like paid for one of the kids. It was so gracious and so kind, and it helped us to be able to cruise. We would go on 7-night cruises.
Okay.
And we wanted to go on another 7-night cruise because it's been a long time. Well, the only 7-night cruises right now out of Florida are on the Treasure, which are pricier because the Treasure is brand spanking new. We didn't want to drop that kind of money on a cruise. We just wanted to get the best deal we could on a cruise out the door. And so what we ended up doing is taking a 4-night and a 5-night on the Dream.
Okay.
And doing our very first back-to-back.
It was so cool.
Amazing. What was so much fun?
When I saw you on there forever, I'm like, I didn't think there's a cruise that long. But you did it. Back to back.
We made our own and we did a back to back.
So you had to get off in the port you don't like and then
get back on. Yeah.
Okay.
Port Everglades, not as magical as Port Canaveral. We'll just say that. That being said, the cast members did a great job and we were off the ship for about 45 minutes.
Oh, okay. Not bad.
Yep. I'll have when I get around to editing it, because I have other editing as well. So trying to get dining on Disney Cruise Line done now, but I'll be doing a back-to-back day and what that looks like as well.
Okay.
It was fascinating.
You were not too far from my mom's house. You were about like 35 minutes from my mom's house.
I could have done a little drive-by. Beep, beep.
Right.
Drive-by hugging.
That port is not far from where I grew up, but I never went to it. We've always driven by it. And my mom had like literally called me a couple of months ago and was like, not even a couple of months ago, I think in the beginning of December or it was the past 2 months. Okay. She called me, she goes, I'm by Port Everglades and I see a Disney ship. And I was like, it's probably the Dream.
It is. It absolutely is.
She had never seen one up close like that. So close to her. She's never been on a Disney cruise. I'm trying to get her to go on one.
It's the best. It's the
literal
best.
I'm like, you would love it so much.
Yeah. Yeah, she would. She would. She'll say go. go.
I'm trying to get her there.
What about you? What's your favorite Disney theme park?
My theme park moment was opening day of Festival of the Arts. Mm-hmm. I came with my best friend, Daniel, my best friend of 11, 12
many years.
We had such a fun time. We came here. I vlogged it. I started my channel with him, essentially, because we were going on Disney trips, like, back to back, and I wanted to record all of our special moments. So it was nice to get back in the park with him and, like, vlog it. And it was just a really good time, even though it was so busy here.
It was still fun.
We jumped over to Animal Kingdom because that was our two things. We wanted to make sure we came to Epcot to see the festival. We wanted to make sure that we got to Animal Kingdom to see what is left of Dino Land. And his two requirements for the day were to ride Guardians and ride Everest. We did not get on Everest. It was at like a 40-minute wait the whole time we were in Animal Kingdom. And we didn't want to do single rider. We're like, it's fine. We got to eat at Satuli Canteen instead, so that makes everything better.
Oh, that makes everything better.
But it was just such a nice day to just be just us two, no one else. We were just having a good time. And it kind of brought me back to, like, our high school days, or, like, when he was still in high school and I was in my first year of college, that we'd come up here on weekends. It was just really nice. And it was a much-needed bestie day. We call them our bestie days when we do Disney days together, or if we go to Universal because he works over there, he's cool. We call it like a little bestie days. Aww. So it was really nice to have a bestie day. And then this is a side note, but also kind of attached to a Disney moment. I went to Disney Springs the day after with my other friend to take part in their like wellness, the January wellness thing. The day that we wanted to do, the day we wanted to do was super booked and packed. So we, because they're doing it in little packages now.
Okay.
It still doesn't cost anything, but you book your little package and you show them your confirmation code and then they give you a pamphlet of discounts.
Oh,
so we chose the family fun day. So we went to family Zumba and then,
did you really, where was
yes,
it? Where did they hold that?
The water side stage.
So you
water
went up
view.
There shaking it.
Yes, it's
that's
the,
awesome.
The stage that's right next to Boathouse.
Yeah.
That one.
So you can exercise and then go right across to Vivoli Il Gelato.
Right. So one of our 10% off coupons was to go to Everglades. So we went there to get coffee. And then the other 10% off coupon was for Splitsville. So we went to go get sushi at Splitsville. And that was just so fun and cute that we got to do something like
that's
that.
Awesome.
And
I love that.
We were talking about it, my friend and I. How cool it is, because so this little like kid dance party, but now it's labeled the family Zumba for the month of January, it happens every Saturday and throughout the whole year.
Okay.
And we were talking about how cool is it that Disney Springs to get in is free. This activity for your kids to do is free. You don't have to pay to park here, and you can come with your kid. You can even dance with your kid there, so you can get your cardio in, your kid gets their cardio in, and then maybe get a snack on the way out. But it's a free morning activity if you end up not getting a snack.
I love that.
But we were talking about how nice that is for families to do at Disney Springs.
Well, and especially, I mean, there are so many moments where everyone's like, oh, Disney is so expensive. I mean, Disney, and we get it. We get it. It is expensive, Disney is. For them to do something like that is fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, because, we'll give you something for free and you can experience this moment that not many people are going to get to get in there and do Zumba on a stage at Walt Disney World. That's so fun.
And it was beautiful because we saw so many locals. Like, I have seen people that have stopped at Little Words Project several times, and I know that they are locals here, and it's just something fun for them to do with their family.
Awesome.
So that was really nice.
That's so fun.
Aside from that... let's move on to our quote or song of the week or whatever has been like making you feel good, whether it's music, speeches, whatever.
You go first. Give me a minute.
I'm going to say it very slowly because it's in Spanish and I want everyone to hear it. So Bad Bunny dropped a new album. Have there ever been like a Bad Bunny like super fan?
I've never listened to a Bad Bunny song.
We're gonna play you one. But he has good music. I've always loved what he stands for. He's very vocal about what he stands for.
Okay.
And it's, for me, it's brave that he talks the way he does, because in the Spanish music culture, it's very machismo. And in one of his music videos, he dressed in drag.
Okay.
And it was like about, the song's about like women owning their own bodies, like at the club, like, don't touch me. I don't, you're a man. I don't want to be touched by you. I want, I'm here with my friends. And he dressed in drag.
That's cool.
And had like the whole female experience. And it was so cute. It was, I loved that music video. So I love him. But he dropped a new album, and I would say so, called Debí Tirar Más Fotos. Meaning, I should have taken more photos.
Oh my gosh.
So it is written, so in Spanish, the way it's written is how you say it. So it looks like Debí Tirar Más Fotos. So Debítirar Más, and then Fotos, which is Fotos. Okay. The album is just the abbreviation of that, but this, there's a song with that same title.
Okay.
It's so beautiful. I love that song. He, in this album, he's a reggaeton artist, so a lot of his music is reggaeton. But he, this album is like a love letter to Puerto Rico. And so he is using a lot of the native sounds of Puerto Rico, which are also very similar to the native sounds of Cuba. So there's a lot of like salsa in this album. And it makes me really happy. A lot of like the verbiage is very Puerto Rican. Like we wouldn't say Debí Tirar Más Fotos in that way, but it's fine.
Okay.
But the album's beautiful. And I am someone that plans my Spotify rap to a T, okay? I'm like, it's gonna be this, that, and that. I didn't expect Bad Bunny to drop an album like this, and now I think my Spotify rap is just gonna be Bad Bunny.
Yeah. I am absolutely going to listen to that.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful. There's a song in English, the song title translates to The Unforgettable Dance. And he said that he had had this song in his mind for so long. And it was finally, it like fit this album the best. And he got young musicians from Puerto Rico at the school for musicians in Puerto Rico that are like between ages of 20 to 22 to play the instruments in the song. Because he's like, I'd rather collaborate with smaller artists that are trying to learn how to be musicians than someone that's already like has a well foundation. Because it adds, he's like, you can hear the passion of the musicians in the song, and it's true, you can.
Okay.
So that's my Bad Bunny rant. It's my thing I'm really into right now.
Okay.
And my whole shtick right now is I want to go to Puerto Rico now.
Because
like I look at pictures of Puerto Rico, and it's what Cuba should have looked like now.
Okay.
And I feel like it's the closest way I'm going to embrace my culture. So I need to go to Puerto Rico as soon as possible.
I love that.
That's my thing.
And I will listen to my first Bad Bunny song intentionally because of you.
Perfect. It's such a good album. I normally don't listen to music in the shower. I normally like have a podcast going or something or a YouTube video that I'm trying to catch up on. No, I've been listening to this album and dancing in the shower, just like it, there's something so healing about the album. And even in the car, I'm a podcast listener in the car. Bad Bunny. Every time music needs to be somewhere, I'm listening to this album. It's so good.
That's great.
Anyway.
For me, I love that for you. for me, I haven't listened to a lot of music this past week, and I need to, because it will help and it will be life-giving. So I need to absolutely do that. What I have listened to is like, it's going to be crazy, but it's like contemporary Christian music from the 90s. Like when I was, you know, graduating high school and starting college, like it's all happy and peppy, and it's all just, it's really good. And it's not, I don't know, you would think it would be, it's not heavy handed at all. Like that's what I put on this past week.
Okay. You needed something easy, breezy, light.
Exactly. Yeah. And fun and peppy, and we're bopping along, and you know, so that's what I found myself putting on and like bumping. Like I cranked it. I was getting ready for programming the other day with the kids and I cranked it. It was loud. And
meanwhile, and in my car, I'm like, that'd be the best photos.
We were like, so whatever. It's all good.
Yes.
I think these are the days of whatever
makes you feel
brings
good.
Joy.
Yeah.
You gotta roll with it.
You just gotta do it.
Lean into it and move on.
Speaking about things that make us feel good, we're gonna talk about Disney Cruise Line. We don't get to talk about Disney Cruise Line a lot on here, but we talked about it because she just went on a cruise, right? And we just booked a cruise last night.
Yeah.
For later this year, we're gonna be sailing on the Wish. And I was like, it's perfect timing.
Yes.
The most perfect timing to have this conversation because you just got off a cruise. I'm planning a cruise. Now we have things to talk about. So we wanted to share our top three pieces of cruise line, Disney Cruise Line advice. So she will give you three. I will give you three. Meaning you have six pieces of advice.
Three plus three.
Six. We're doing a lot of math today.
We are.
We did math earlier when we were painting. We're doing great. We're the smartest people.
We are.
Meanwhile, our tripod is a water bottle.
Listen, it doesn't matter. Whatever makes it work, right?
Right.
So, yeah, what are our three biggest pieces of advice for when you're planning your first Disney Cruise Line vacation or your next Disney Cruise Line vacation? I mean, a lot of us can feel like, well, we got that all down. Like, we're good. We've been there and done that so many times. We're fine. We can all use advice. I certainly can. Mm-hmm. I re-listen to things, look at, you know, anything on the internet I need. It's helpful. It's helpful.
Yes.
So my first piece, is it okay if I go first?
Of course.
I'll just out the box. Here we go. My first piece is please book with a Disney authorized travel planner.
Yes.
So go with a travel agent who has been certified to work with Disney, DCL, Disneyland, whatever, Disney World. But please, especially for Disney Cruise Line, I don't know why you would, unless you've got a special discount, like a cast member discount or Florida, even Florida resident discount, you can book that with a TA. Mm-hmm. So please do. Because if you have a travel agency that offers onboard credit, you are rolling onto the Disney Cruise Line ships literally with change in your pocket.
Yep.
Like, that's what it feels like. And that onboard credit can be spent however you see fit. You want to get a coffee in Cove Cafe?
That's where you're spending it.
Your onboard credit covers that. You want to get a smoothie in the theater? Your onboard credit. You want to get a massage in Senses Spa? Your onboard credit goes toward that. So it can vary like with travel agencies, but typically it's spend, you know, it's according to how much you spend on your cruise as to how much you roll onto the ship with. We rolled on with $100 of onboard credit for our 5-night, and that was incredible.
That's what we're going to be rolling on with for hours on the Wish. We have a $100 shipboard credit, and we're excited to use it. And, like, you don't get that booking it yourself.
You don't. Disney will not give you onboard credit. They say no thank you to that. So absolutely 100% book. Book with a travel agent, and why would you not? So, forgive us if the shot shakes at all.
We're filming on a bench.
We're doing what we can. Okay, go ahead. What's your first?
So, my first is, it has to do with, you're already on the ship, okay? Take time to explore the ship. Don't feel like you get on and you start doing a million things. And if it's your first time on a Disney cruise, take the time,
please.
When we went on the Dream, what was it, 2022? We didn't want to go into Nassau, so we spent that whole day just exploring the ship, seeing what they had to offer. Jasmine, this always happens.
Jasmine,
she's so pretty.
Oh, she's lovely. She's lovely. Hi, Jasmine.
Oh, I love her. Oh, magic has been made on Magic Matters.
Jasmine literally just came, hugged a child.
And waved at us.
And waved.
Incredible.
And proceeded.
This is why we come here.
Okay.
But yeah, take time to explore the ship, you know. I know that the newer ships have a wonky layout, but still take the time. Run into those dead ends. Figure out what the ship has to offer. I feel like that is how you get comfortable with the space you're in. I know it's hard when you're doing like a Friday to Monday, but the day that you board, if you are boarding earlier and you have time before your muster drills and all these things, just take a little lap around, see what they have to offer, and just kind of get your bearings. Because I feel like if you don't look around, you're going to miss things.
Yeah, absolutely.
In that same category, make sure you have the Disney Cruise Line app downloaded.
Please.
We downloaded it last night, and I was like, wow, look at all these things we're going to do. Yeah. But do that, because it's going to help you feel organized about the ship and figure out where what is on the ship, where it is, what it is, all of that. So you can have that little handy dandy app ready while you're exploring.
Yeah, I don't know that you can do a cruise without it. And there was a time at which you could do a DCL cruise without it, mm-hmm. because they were still kind of doing the paper navigators there at the beginning, mm-hmm. or you could go and request one at guest services. Now really everything is in that app, and you can kind of favorite activities when you're on the ship, so mm-hmm. it'll send you a push notification. Because I don't know about you, but for me, once I get onto the ship, like, time just kind of floats out the window.
Oh yeah.
And so I could be missing things if mm-hmm. I didn't favorite them and get that push notification, like, oh, 80s music trivia is starting in Evolution right now, or in 15 minutes. I better make my way if I still want to be there for that.
Yeah.
But literally any, they'll send you a heads up about the port of call that you're going to the next day. Especially Lookout Keep, my sister's here.
We're gonna pause.
Hold on. All right, so my sister,
we're back.
My sister and my niece stopped by, so we had to say hi.
We did.
We had to say hi to them.
So
I
sweet.
I love them. As we were saying.
We were talking about our cruise stuff. So
yeah.
We did our first ones.
Mm-hmm.
What's your second one?
So my second one is, if you have kids who are going on the cruise with you, who are eligible to be in the kids programming, so the Oceaneer Lab and the Oceaneer Club, Edge and Vibe. So mm-hmm. Lab and Club are ages 3 to 9, and then it goes up from there to Edge and Vibe. This is something we learned with our kids. Get them in those clubs early. The longer that your child puts off going to the kids clubs, the easier it is just to say, next time, or mm-hmm. later today. And those friendships that are formed on the first day of your cruise, those are the best ones. And so by the time if your kid puts off going to the club or the lab or Edge or Vibe, they're going to be trying to break in on friendships that are already formed. They're going to try to form their own friendships, but those kids have already kind of, you know, they have gotten their group together.
Yeah,
their
they
people,
bonded.
On that first day. And I'm not saying it's not impossible, but I am saying this is 100% what happens. And you may be like, oh, my kid will be fine. And your kid could be fine. As far as my kids were concerned, I saw it really clearly. When my kids plugged into those activities on day one, went to open house. Here's the cool thing mm-hmm. about those kids clubs is that Erica and I could roll in there on embarkation day and check them out because it's open house time. So bring your kids with you to that open house. Be excited about what you're seeing. I don't think you can go in there and not be excited about what you're seeing. They are the coolest places. Mm-hmm. But then really just kind of encourage with love your kiddo to plug in early, and they're going to have an absolute blast and not want to be checked out at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's good advice.
That's my advice.
That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
My second piece of advice, something that I learned from, because we didn't do it the first time around on the Dream.
Okay.
Because we didn't know it was included. Take advantage of the included room service.
Whoop, whoop. You didn't know it was included?
No.
Oh,
no.
Erica.
So here's the thing.
My heart hurts.
When we went on the Dream, it was like literally 3 weeks after I found out I had a dairy allergy. So I still didn't know how to really like articulate what I needed.
Okay.
I was still figuring out what was safe and not, like, it was just a lot, okay? At breakfast, it took like 45 minutes for me to get a breakfast order and then for me to eat.
Uh-oh.
And this time we're like, now we know that room service is included and we can put our breakfast order the night before on our little door hanger or whatever. And we're going to do that so that we don't waste time.
Yeah.
Especially like on our castaway day, like not waste time mm-hmm. on me trying to put in an order of food and taking 45 minutes and because it becomes a whole ordeal in the morning because cabanas mm-hmm. and stuff like in the morning was so busy on the Dream.
Yeah, cabanas absolutely.
It was just like
crazy in the morning.
Nonstop. And I don't know if Marceline and Market's gonna be the same, but I feel like anywhere in the morning packs.
It is.
So
it is.
I just
it
think
it disperses a little bit more because there are the seating seems to be more spread out in Marceline Market, but it's still still can be nutty.
Yeah, so it's definitely something that we're going to take advantage of this time around, because we didn't know it was included last time. But we're excited to do that. It's going to alleviate some pressure on me of finding out what I'm going to eat and not having to. I always feel bad being like, can I talk to a chef? And I always feel so bad. So this is going to alleviate that. And it's just like, we are also people like, oh, like a little late night snack.
Mm-hmm.
Let's order it beforehand, put it somewhere so we can eat it later. You know what I mean?
Cookies.
Yeah. So cookies. We're really going to take advantage of that this time around for sure. So my advice is use it.
That's huge. You've paid for it in your Disney Cruise Line vacation. So absolutely, by all means, utilize that. Now, take
please pause.
Some...
Yes. These people right here, they brought a little stool that opens and closes. Why don't we have one of those for us?
Well, we don't have a stroller. They're putting it on their stroller. And then they don't have to carry it.
But it was so efficient. It's just like...
Yeah, that's pretty.
Open right away. We could.
It's pretty good.
You know, better setup. It's fine. Continue with your story, please. I got so sidetracked when I saw it lift so easily. The way it closed, I'm like, that's efficiency.
We need our own stool. We need a little cart, like you might carry your groceries around in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. That's what we need. What were we saying? Oh, room service. Please bring some dollar bills. Now, for the most part, the cruise line and all the cruise ships are cashless. But with the exception of, one of the big exceptions is room service. So tipping, you do want to tip the cast member, the crew member who brings you your room service. Mm-hmm. To not do that, that's not cool. We here at Magic Matters, we want people to get paid what they're due. So
they deserve it.
Yeah, so bring a little, I like to go, for some reason, 40 is always the number I go with. Mm-hmm. So I go and get 40 ones and I roll onto the ship with that many ones. Do I always use them all? No, because a lot of times that was also for flying down here. Like it's always been 40. This time I rolled on with less and founded that I needed some ones. They can actually do that for you at the guest services desk.
Oh, okay.
So I went right up to guest services with my $20 bill. And I asked for ones, so singles.
We love that.
Mm-hmm. Bring your singles. So, yeah, and side note, last week on the Disney Dream for room service one night, because we were just toasted one night, just not toasted, but, you know, we were... no drugs.
They were
no
tired.
No legal substances here. We were toasty. Oh, my gosh, I need more coffee.
Let me take a sip of mine so I don't say the same.
We got room service. It was actually around lunch. It was a late lunch. And I had one of the best burgers I've had on one of those ships ever. So room service.
Do it.
Cheese burger. All right. Okay. So back to moi.
Yes. Your final piece of advice.
So back in the day, like we're talking years ago, I was sitting in the adult area on one of the ships, I think it was the Fantasy, and I'm reading a book. And there's a fellow guest in the lounge chair next to me doing the same. And she said, she just, you know how you make small talk with the people next to you. She said, isn't this so nice? I said, yeah, it is. It really is. She said, I wish, my only regret is I wish I had done this earlier in the cruise. I didn't do that. And now it's the second to last day and I'm really kicking myself. So my advice to you is to take time just to sit and do what you really want to do, right? Read a book, thumb aimlessly through a magazine, look at the port, like on a port day, if you don't want to go into port, get yourself a lounge chair on the top deck looking out at the port so you can enjoy what the sights and sounds without having, like, you're still a part of it, but still you are respecting yourself enough to give yourself the vacation you really need at that time. And I have a reoccurring nightmare. I have a few of them. It's so weird the way our brains work, but one of them is I am on a Disney Cruise Line ship with all six of us. So my two kids, my husband, grandma and grandpa. And it is the last night of the cruise. And there are areas of the ship that I wanted to visit that I didn't even get to yet. I've been on for days and I haven't gotten to do those things. And I'm freaking out in my dream. Like, I've not gotten to do all, we're there at our last night dinner and I've not gotten to do everything. So by all means, do everything. If you want to go traipse around the port and do every shore excursion you absolutely can, do it. By all means, those port adventures are there and those port adventures cast members will help you make some great plans. If you want to sit on your butt in a lounge chair and read a book, that's what you get to do. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, come on board knowing that you're going to be able to do what you most need to do, because it is such a bummer. Listen, you can do the same thing here in Walt Disney World. You can go, oh, I didn't get to do, well, this is a spot that you really can't do it all, no matter how long you're here.
Yeah.
But on Disney Cruise Line, on your ship, you absolutely, I feel like you absolutely can.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree with that.
Like,
I'm definitely bringing a book this time because I didn't last time.
Okay.
And I love the like adult spaces on the ship where it's a little bit quieter. I can read my book. Last time I didn't do that. Last time, the mistake we made, we had been chilling in the adult area only for so long, but we went early on like the last day or something, and we found out too late that in the morning they do $5 mimosas, and we were like, where have we been?
This is news we needed 3 days ago.
What? So now that we know, the first thing that Lightstrong Media said when I said we're doing this, she goes, we cannot miss the $5 mimosas. And I was like, you're right, because we were really mad about it last time.
See?
But I told her, I said, for this trip, I really want it to be rest and relaxation. Yeah. Because we went to Disneyland for our anniversary last time, and that was just like, go. Mm-hmm. And then this one, we just want to really take time to relax. Yeah. And like, yeah, my big plan is sit my butt in a chair, read a book, enjoy the atmosphere, just relax.
Like, whatever it is, whether it's a get up and go vacation that you want most or a sit down and do nothing vacation mm-hmm. that you want most, just, I don't want you to get to the end of your cruise and regret your actions.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you, personally speaking, you're going to be going on a brand new ship to you.
Yeah.
So I want you to be able to explore that ship.
Oh, yeah. I want to get on as early as possible.
Yeah. This is important. Get on as early as you can. So just do what you need mm-hmm. to do. But also know enough moving into it as well. Like, if you gotta watch a video or you gotta read an article or listen to a podcast about the wish, do what you need to do before you get on the ship to really feel good about it. But really just savor it.
I am just so excited to see that atrium. Lightstrong Media loves Cinderella. So I was like, you're going to love this atrium. And I just can't wait to see it in person.
It's beautiful.
Because I was not able to go to the media like preview of the ship because we already had too many people going. So I was when receiving all of the stuff to put on social. I was like, this is so pretty. This is so nice.
It really is. The Grand Hall is absolutely grand.
Yeah.
It just is.
I can't wait. I cannot wait to see that for sure. My last piece of advice is actually, it's inspired by two things. An experience that we had on the Dream and also inspired by you. My third piece of advice is bike/walk/run around Castaway to fully see how beautiful the island is. I am not a runner, but I am inspired to run this 5K on Castaway
so that
I can get a medal for something. And last time we biked on the island, but we got caught like in a lightning storm. And so my best advice for you in this case is, if you're biking this way, but you see a million people biking back this way, maybe turn around.
Yes.
Because we went all the way to that point where you can walk up and look.
Yeah. I love that overlook thing.
We could not see the ship from all the rain. And then there was lightning striking and we were like, we should probably leave.
We are on the highest point of the island.
And then we were heading back into the main area, and the people at the big place were like, just drop your bike, just drop your bike. And we're like, oh my God, what is happening? But we got to see such beautiful parts of the island. And I feel like we can get lost in just getting there and then staying along the beach and doing what's there. But I think you should take the time to explore it if you can, if you're able to. So I'm going to do a little 5K. Oh. You can walk it, run it, right?
Yeah.
Jog, right? There's no like pressure.
Completely.
So I definitely want to do that. I'm going to try to run it. I have a walking pad now, and I walk like 1.5 miles every time I'm on the walking pad. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do it. That's my biggest advice. It's like, look at the island. Even if you're not going to Castaway, but you're going to Lighthouse. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Take the time to view the island for its beauty and not just staying at that front. I feel like even coming to the parks, we get stuck at that front part. Mm-mm. Same thing in World Showcase. Like, we get stuck at the front of the pavilion and you keep going. Like, go in.
Yeah.
See
you have to. You have to.
Yeah.
Well, at Lookout Key, like, you can't fully enjoy the island without getting on that tram and going. Because clear, the family beach is on the other side of the island. Clear on the other side. But yes, explore it completely. I love this for you. They have brand new medals for the Castaway Key.
I'm so excited.
5K, so absolutely.
It's the only one I'll ever run because it's included in my cruise.
I think that's fantastic. And so to get your medal, all you have to do is go up to the bike rental shack. Mm-hmm. And so I walked up after I had done mine, and the cast member leaned forward. He said, "How can I help you? What can I do? Tell me everything." And I went, "Hi. Well, I just completed a 5K," and his eyes got big, and he said, "You did?" And I said, "Yes." And he goes to get the medal off a hook. They have a bunch of them hanging there. And he goes, "Da, da, 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 da."
That's
and
so cute.
Puts it over my neck.
I love that.
And the other cast member kind of chimed in, and they clapped. And I went, "Thank you."
I'm so excited.
Absolutely do that.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that.
And then go sit on a lounge chair on your butt for the rest of the afternoon.
Yes, literally. So that's our advice. I didn't warn you about this. I wanted to add a new little segment to the show here. Way to end.
Okay.
I wanted to do a thing where we answer one question from a listener/watcher. And I've gotten some questions from you guys through Instagram. And so I want to take a moment to just pick one and answer it.
I love that.
If you want us to answer your question, leave it in the comments. Send us one on Instagram, whatever. I just thought it'd be a really cute way to include you guys that are taking the time to listen and watch us and
absolutely
support us. So the question is from Rachel 13. It's Rachel with 3 R's.
Love you, Rachel.
She asked us, "What is your first Disney memory?"
Oh my gosh. For me, it is being in this park.
Okay.
October of 82. So it had just opened. My dad was down here for a conference. We were staying at the Sheraton that was called the Sheraton Twin Towers, actually, here in Orlando.
Okay.
It's no longer here. It's now Universal Epic Summer or Endless Summer.
Endless Summer.
The Endless Summer Resorts. That is literally where that resort used to be. That and Wet n' Wild used to be across the street. Which I remember going to that as well when I was a kid. And I was so short. I was so much shorter than I am now. And I couldn't do half the things. But that's beside the point. So I remember being in this park because when Dad was done with the conferences, my dad is a really big kid. He's an 81-year-old kid and now. And so he said, "Well, if Disney's got a new park, we need to go see it. Let's do it." And so we did. He took his two girls and his wife, my mom, and we just did it until we could do it no more. And so you know how you have snapshots as a kid? I remember walking into Communicore West, and I remember robots.
Okay.
And, like, I have that snapshot of walking into Communicore and seeing all the technology around and just being in awe. I remember a snippet of World of Motion because we were on it that day. I have a picture that my dad took of my mom, and my mom is silhouetted against, you know, the outdoor part of World of Motion where you would ascend. So there's brand new Spaceship Earth there and baby trees and everyone kind of dressed up in their early 80s finest. That is my home, like my desktop image, and has been for a really long time. And my mom's there going, because the magic was gone. Mom was being dragged all over
the
park.
She was tired.
She was. So I remember little snapshots, but those are it's Future World Epcot is my earliest Disney memory. What about you?
It's funny. Mine is also at Epcot. And so my dad did a lot of like home videos growing up. Mm-hmm. So I'm leaving out those memories because I feel like I only remember them because I saw them in our home videos. But I think my first memory of being at Disney that I always go back to is I was like 5 or 6 and we're coming into Epcot. We're going towards World Showcase and there is that double-decker bus with all the characters and they had this whole little like celebration to open up World Showcase. That's back in the day when World Showcase like opened at 11. Like,
11 and not a moment sooner.
Right, not a moment sooner. You could not walk past that, okay? So you waited.
You stood there and waited.
And the double-decker bus shows up and all these characters are coming down from the double-decker bus and you get to meet them. And I have pictures of them at home of like me meeting Mary Poppins and all these characters coming down from that double-decker bus. And I cannot ever get the vision out of my mind of that double-decker bus and being there. Yeah. And from that same trip, I remember when we used to have those, because we always came during the holidays, those arches coming into World Showcase. Mm-hmm. I remember it was nighttime, we're walking under the arches and there was a rocket launch.
Oh,
I vividly remember that as like one of like my first Disney memories. But yeah, I used to love that double-decker bus so much.
That's magic.
Right.
That's magic.
Yes.
And it matters.
And it matters. So thank you so much, Rachel 13, for sending us that question. If you want us to answer your questions, like I said, leave a question in the comments.
What a delight.
DM us on Instagram and I will continue to pick one question that we can answer each week. And whatever question you have for us, that's what we will answer. And we, you know, just to continue our conversation with you guys and trying to give back to you guys for actually supporting us and being part of this.
Absolutely.
But with that being said, we have a question for you now.
Ooh.
I need you to let us know what 3 pieces of advice would you give somebody going on Disney Cruise Line?
Excellent.
Share with us. Do you agree with our advice? Is there something that you would add to our advice list?
Yep.
I want to know your top 3.
Because I love that.
I'm planning a cruise. Denny's going to go on another cruise.
We're already looking for ways to get on another ship.
Any advice would be helpful to us and to others in the comments that maybe have never been on a Disney cruise or have only been once and are looking for more advice. So please share that with us in the comment section.
I love that. I can't wait to read those pieces of advice.
Right, me either. Actually. I'm so excited.
I love that. Thank you so much for watching today. You hanging out here means the absolute world to us. And we are so blessed by your presence here. So thank you, thank you, thank you. If you at all want to follow along on my adventures, you can follow me on Instagram and YouTube at Denny_Sunderly. Where can people find you?
So you can find me at Healthy Dose of Erica, literally everywhere. My name is now Healthy Dose of Erica, YouTube, Instagram, the TikTok, the threads, all of that. Healthy Dose of Erica. If you want to come hang out.
Love that. And always, if you enjoyed this video, please consider giving it a like. Please subscribe. Hit that notification bell so that you know when there's new Magic Matters available. Wednesdays at 1, baby. Wednesdays at 1. We'd love to have you hang out in live chat. We have so much fun doing that. So many thanks again to our ever faithful producer, Lightstrong Media, for showing up and doing the hard work of making sense out of our nonsense. We appreciate that. And always, friends, no matter what is going on, no matter what is going on, always remember that magic matters.